This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 11 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning from FM 106. Now with part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.30 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. March corn, $4.41 and 3/4, down 2 1/2. May corn, $4.50, down 2 3/4. November soybeans were $12.87 and a half, up 8 1/2. January soybeans, $12.76 and a half, up 5 3/4. March soybeans, $12.60 and 3/4, up 6. December wheat was $6.75, down 6 1/4. March wheat, $6.86 and a half, down 6. May wheat, $6.92, down 5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Wednesday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. The Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Export possibilities supported soybeans. Big production numbers kept pressure on corn and wheat lost on technical trading. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $4.02 to $4.20. Soybean bids were 8 to 14 cents higher at $12.56 to $12.71. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids two lower at $4.07 to $4.27. Soybean bids were 6 to 14 higher at $12.59 to $12.80. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 3 lower at $3.94 to $4.28. Soybean bids were 5 to 12 higher at $12.45 to $12.86. Wheat bids were mixed at $6.40 to $6.73. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 to 11 higher at $12.95 to $13.03. Basis was steadied up 2 at 7 to 15 over the November. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.31.80 to $4.51.80, up 1, with basis unchanged to 20 to 40 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were down 2 cents at $4.38 to $4.48. With basis unchanged at 8 to 18 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids up 3 to 4 cents, 419 to 427, with basis up 5 to 6 at 3 to 11 under the December. Soybeans ended up 9 to 16 cents at 1273 to 1295, with basis steadied up 7 at 15 under to 7 over the November. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 3 higher at $4.38 to $4.45. These elevators raised their soybean prices 4 cents, with quotations at $13.12 to $13.13. Soft wheat closed 3 to 6 lower at $6.94 to $6.95. Milo ended the day 1 to 2 lower at $4.66 to $4.70. Contract bids to producers for January delivery in the northern part of the state. Corn for January delivery at $4.06 to $4.26. Soybeans for January, $12.49 to $12.74. Corn for delivery for January in the central part of the state at $4.16 to $4.29. Soybeans for January at $12.60 to $12.88. And in the southern part of the state, corn for January at $4.15 to $4.33. Soybeans for January at $12.77 to $13.03 for the southern part of the state. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys for the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $133.35, down 5 cents. December live cattle, $133.12, down $1.15. February live cattle, $134.22, down 75 cents. October feeder cattle were $165.22, down 20 cents. November feeder cattle, $164.95, down $1.80. January feeder cattle, $164.80, down $2.10. December lean hogs were $90.40, down 95 cents. February lean hogs, $93.10, down $1. April lean hogs, $94.45, down $1.30. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the 30th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $74 up to $87, with a weighted average carcass price of $84.53. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a dollar higher with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds were 56 to 62. 4 to 5 weights, 57 to 64. 5 to 550 weights, 59 to 65. And over 550, 60 to 67. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $58 up to $64. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 478. And now for the opening report from the Greenville Livestock Auction for today, October 30th. They had receipts of 588 head. Steers and heifers were $4 to $5 higher. Holstein steers were untested early. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 128.50 to 133. The selects were bringing 125 to 128. Choice slaughter heifers were bringing 129 to 132. And the selects were selling at 120. Now, on to the Shelbyville auction. They had receipts of 455 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $4 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $3 to $3.50 higher, and slaughter cows traded a dollar higher, and slaughter bulls traded steady. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 128 to 135. Select and choice steers were 125 to 128. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 118.25 to 124.25. And choice slaughter heifers were 128 to 134. Select and choice heifers were bringing 123 to 128. On to the slaughter cows, premiums, average dressing, bringing 99. Boners were bringing 81 to 89. And the leans, 70 to 77. They had some slaughter bulls, average dressing, bringing 89.50 to 93.50. On to the feeder heifers, medium and large ones. Three weights were 147 to 167, and the four weights 135 to 143. Feeder bulls, medium and large. Three weights were bringing 160 to 171, and the four weights 141 to 158. They also had some five weights at 137 to 150. Now on to the Fairview Sale Barn report for October 29th. They had receipts of 306 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $3 to $5 higher. Slaughter cows and bulls sold steady. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 129 to 135.75. They had some selects at 120 to 126. On to the choice slaughter Holstein steers, 110 to 117.50. And some select Holstein steers bringing 82.25 to 105. Choice slaughter heifers, 127 to 134.50. And select heifers at 122 to 126.50. On to the slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing 85, breakers 80 to 85.75, boners 70 to 75, and leans 63 to 66.25. Slaughter bulls, average dressing 80 to 88.25, high dressing 89 to 96, and some low dressings at 65 to 75. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 130.50 to 133, and on a dress basis at 208 to 212. Heifers on a live basis were at 130 to 132, and on a dress basis at 208 to 212. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, Trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 476 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $92.63, and that was $1.41 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $205.68, and that was $1.44 higher, with the select carcasses at $190.09, and that was $1.97 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000, that compared to 123,000 for last week and 112,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000, that compared to 425,000 last week and 430,000 a year ago. Now from the United Producers Weekly Hay Auction, they had receipts of 157 bales. It was all mixed grass. Good quality small squares, 350 to 425, and some fair quality at 2 1/4. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.28. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.30. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.28. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.30. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.82. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.87. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.59. The pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.28. Corn at Scottville is $4.28. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.82. And wheat at Scottville is $6.59. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
It's 6:23 on this Thursday morning from WSMI FM 106, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows showers all around our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
What is farming smart? At M&M Service Company, it means making the right choices for your farm. Managing your farming operation doesn't stop at harvest and begin again at planting time. You need to assess each field's fertility needs as you prepare for the next growing season. M&M Service Company is there to manage the fertility of each field and then help you select the right FS Envision corn and FS High Soy soybeans to increase your yields. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS seed. Call your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company to maximize every acre of your operation.
Cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures in the upper 60s with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy and cooler with showers. Low temperatures in the low 40s. For tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy skies. Highs in the low 60s. And your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, mostly clear. Low temperatures in the low 40s. Highs in the upper 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature, 62 degrees. And over the past 24 hours, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 7/10 of an inch of rain, a half inch here at the Weather Center. Once again, cloudy, rainy skies, 62 degrees on this Thursday morning. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
House Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Colin Peterson is not interested in wrapping the Farm Bill into the broad budget conference that launched this week. Budget negotiations started Wednesday, as well as Farm Bill negotiations, and some observers have indicated elements of the Farm Bill would be thrown into the mix for the budget discussions. Peterson expressed absolute opposition to that, suggesting some of the Republican negotiators would gut the proposal. He added he doubted the budget conferees could write a farm bill that senior members of the Agriculture Committee could support. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service recently issued a new compliance guide for developing a systematic approach to humane handling of livestock. According to the American Meat Institute, FSIS has defined a systematic approach as a comprehensive method of evaluating how livestock enter and move through an establishment to minimize excitement, discomfort, and accidental injury. The three key features of the approach are written procedures, written records, and FSIS review. This approach is not a regulatory requirement, but FSIS said it is the best way to achieve compliance with federal humane handling requirements. It is also noted in the compliance guide that if an establishment develops and implements a robust systematic approach to humane handling and slaughter, the agency would consider it when determining enforcement actions following an egregious inhumane treatment event. FSIS said the guidance was developed to address humane handling incidents noted in a May 2013 report by the USDA Office of Inspector General. Many people are keeping an eye on wheat lately, as we're expected to have short supplies globally in the near future. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions for an update.
Yeah, wheat conditions were really good coming into the planting season, as we were pretty much on time for planting and emergence and good conditions in the first crop condition report for the crop that came out in the middle of the month. They took a significant downturn this last week, with the biggest losses being out west in the Pacific Northwest and California, but also some of the plain states taking a downturn. The Midwest, though, taking an upturn, pretty good shape overall. And when you look at it as a whole, the condition ratings for the winter wheat crop, pretty much middle of the road for what we've seen over the last 27 years that USDA has been reporting conditions.
And we are looking forward to the November 8th crop report that'll be coming out. What are the main things that we should really be watching for that?
Yeah, the trade right now is in fear mode, fear that USDA is going to print a corn yield above 160 bushels per acre, perhaps pushing ending stocks over 2 billion bushels. So that's the fear mode right now. Also, that soybean crop will be significantly increased as well, although there's a lot of different opinions on the soybeans all over the board. Between now and then, we really have like one shot to change the sentiment back to the demand side. That comes up on Thursday, when USDA will release 3 weeks' worth of export sales data covering the bulk of the period when the agency was shut down and there were significant trade rumors of massive sales being made without the watchful eye of the USDA. So when we get that data on Thursday, that's a perhaps there's a possibility there of some surprises that could shake this market up. Otherwise, we're looking at fear of big supply being the predominant factor right into that November 8 report.
2014 could be a tough year for some of the largest grain farms in the nation. Todd Gleason has more on how one University of Illinois ag economist sees high cash rents and low commodity prices playing out.
Cash rents in Illinois, like the rest of the Midwest, have gone up dramatically over the past 5 years. Now it appears the high commodity prices driving those cash rents may have come to an end. University of Illinois Extension Farm Business Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnittke has been thinking about what that might mean for farmers in 2014, in particular for those that might be most at risk financially.
And we defined those as those farms that had 90% or more of their acres as cash rent and had average cash rents that were above $25 their county average. So if their farm rent, cash rent, was $25 above their respective counties, we said that that farm was at risk if they had 90% or more of their acres in cash rent.
Some of the simulation work that has been done suggests grain farms with lower numbers of cash rented acres, either through owned or share rent land, have a financial buffer. Schnittke was looking specifically for the grain farms he deemed, by the numbers, most at risk.
We found that 4% of the farms met that criteria, that had more than 90% of their acres rented and $25 higher cash rent on their farm.
Not surprisingly, the 4% was gathered on the upper end of the scale by number of acres farmed.
More farms in the large sizes met those criteria. And just to give you a feel for that, 4% was roughly stable whether you were below 500 acres or 2,000 to 3,000 acres. Any farm size between that had roughly 4%. When we got to the larger farm sizes, we got closer to 25% of the farms fall in that class. In particular, those farms that are over 5,000 acres, 25% of the farms met those two criteria.
It is important to remember that the at-risk charge here is made up from two items. The first is that 90% or more of the acres farmed are cash rented. The second is that on average, the cash rent paid is $25 over the county average. The advice is simple. Try to lower cash rents in order to keep farming. And Schnittke says that's good across all grain farms in the state, given the price outlook for 2014. I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.